After a few minutes, the police officer asked me to come back inside and had me sit on my entryway stairs in the hallway. He looked extremely grim, and by the look in his eyes, I knew in my heart what he was going to say before he said it. He then said the words I didn't want to hear. He cleared his throat awkwardly. "Well, Mr. Doyle, I don't know how to tell you this, but ever since the paramedics have arrived, they have not gotten any response from your wife. They have been talking to the doctor at the hospital and reviewing all of the vital signs. And I regret to inform you that your wife has passed away." The why behind why someone dies so young and suddenly is beyond my human comprehension, and I hope someday I will understand. I was told by some smart people to stop asking why. There is no answer. I had to rebuild a new life and yet always honor the old one. My team of brilliant advisors told me it would take time, but I would be okay. I will give you some tools and techniques to help you think about what decisions you need to make and how to make them in your overall best interest. I will also share with you some knowledge about resources. I will provide a list of helpful resources both online and real time that may help you in your journey of living with grief. Often, it is not what we are experiencing in life, but the tools that we have available to us. Many times, people just don't know where to find the resources they need. I have many resources, some of them conventional and some a little different. I will also review with you how to sit down and do some planning, short-term, mid-term, and long-term. This will give you an opportunity to start thinking about and planning the future. And then we need to talk about taking care of yourself. One of the biggest dangers of being in grief and dealing with loss is not taking care of yourself physically or emotionally. I'm going to give you some ideas about self-care and will encourage you to be extremely selfish during the time that you are grieving. You have to take care of you so that you can then take care of others. The stress of grief can be capably managed by using different self-care techniques. And finally, I want to get into a discussion of designing your new life. I know if you are grieving that you probably don't want to think about the concept of having a new life. Unfortunately, life did not deal the cards in that way. So the idea is to play the cards that you are dealt. Honor the loved ones who have passed. But start thinking about the road forward and about reinventing your life. So I think this book can help in many ways. What I can't do is take away what happened, and I can't restore your life to the way it was before. It's hard. The thing that really stinks about it is we can't change it. Most things in our life we can say, "Well, next time I will do this differently." We get to do it over until we get it right. Death doesn't work that way. It is so permanent. What I can do is give you techniques, ideas, and thoughts that may help you in some way. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Grief is a long-term process. I come bearing good news. The good news is you can learn to live with it. Yes, the sun still rises. You will get better. The pain will lessen. And one day in the near future, you will wake up and realize you are finally having a happy day, or a happy hour, or a happy minute. Life can be happy again. Trust me. I know because I am very happy. I survived this experience, but more importantly, I am thriving in every area of my life.